Amid the coverage of fighting in Najaf and elsewhere, there were dozens of attacks in Iraq this week that didn't make much news. One car bombing in Baghdad on Tuesday, near a hotel and the Australian embassy, left one person dead. The victim was a 13-year-old Iraqi boy who worked in a small roadside stall nearby. NPR's Eric Westervelt has his story.
In the mornings, Ali Abbas Mohammed would sell cigarettes and cold soda from the tiny cement brick shop near the Al-Kurma Hotel that he ran with his father. In the evenings, they'd light a charcoal fire and switch to selling grilled chunks of lamb for 1,000 dinars, or about 70 cents a kebab. On Tuesday morning, a blue Volkswagen exploded on the street. In a scene that's become painfully routine in Baghdad, the bomb spread metal, glass, fire, and one death. 13-year-old Ali Abbas Mohammed. Maitham Sami, who works at the Kurma Hotel behind Ali's shop, says everyone knew and loved the teenager.
The boy's innocent. His blood is on those who committed this. They're guilty. He's just a child. He hasn't seen anything of life. It's terrorism. Every day we hear 3 to 4 explosions. What have we done? We've been saved from Saddam Hussein, and now come these terrorists.
Some Iraqi police said the car bomb might have been aimed at the nearby Australian embassy or maybe one of the hotels. No one really knows. There were no foreigners staying at the Kurma Hotel, Maitham Sami says, just a newlywed Iraqi couple on their honeymoon and some Iraqi and Arab business people. All family and friends of Ali Abbas Mohammed know is that a wide-eyed kid is dead. At Ali Abbas Mohammed's funeral, a cassette of recited verses from the Quran plays on a dusty machine. Some 40 relatives sit in white plastic chairs or mill about under a cloth tent set up in the roadway just outside the family's house in the Al Jadriya neighborhood. Family members share water, tea, cigarettes, and sorrow. Loved ones pay their respects with hugs and cheek kisses to Ali's parents. Ali Abu Mohammed is the teenager's uncle. He says the blast blew out his house's windows. He went running to the street to check on Ali. Frantic family members then rushed the injured boy to the nearest hospital.
The hospital told them, "We don't have a surgeon." So they took him to another hospital. The doctor tried everything, but he couldn't save him. His injuries were very bad. Shrapnel hit all over his body. No one can accept this death. It's a painful thing.
With bitterness in his voice, the uncle spills contempt for the anonymous people who killed his nephew. The coward carries out sabotage, he says, or uses a car bomb or throws a grenade. This is cowardice. A cousin of Ali's says they used to play together all the time. He stood by me whenever I got into a fight, 18-year-old Muhammad Ali Muhammad says mournfully. He was always there to support me.
He was my cousin, my friend, my brother in my heart.
Ali Abbas Muhammad's 40-year-old father, Abbas, says their faith will see the family through their loss. We are Muslims, he says, and God will give us our rights.
I have 3 boys, and he was the eldest. We depend on God. I'm a believer. I can't accuse anyone, but I only say to those who did this, is this your idea of heroism and bravery? Why? Why? Why this? How will your conscience let you sleep? These people are coming here to his funeral because of his innocence. God help us. I consider him a martyr to the country.
The family of the Prophet Muhammad faced tragedies and injustices, the father says. We are just a small part of their suffering. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.